Welcome to the Dr. Obed Obinade podcast. Dr. Obed is a thought leader and apologist who speaks to life's great existential questions of origin, purpose, faith, and destiny with fluency and grace. He is an author and the president of the Christ Cosmopolitan Incorporated, a vibrant apostolic commission that heralds the message of the fullness of Christ. Dr. Obed has seen his ministry soar to great heights over several years, touching the lives of many across the globe through his various ministry platforms. May you grow in grace and the knowledge of Christ as you listen to mind-renewing and heart-enlightening messages by Dr. Obed. Do enjoy this teaching. God bless you.
Father, we are hearts open wide. Speak to us. Let your word come forth in mighty power. Father, we pray that as we discover the issues of the heavenly, setting our hearts and our affections on things above, we ask you, Almighty God, that you would cause the journey we undertake to be an experience of a lifetime. Father, I thank you and I bless you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I call it done. Everyone say amen. Kindly take your seats in the presence of God. I'm dealing with a very beautiful topic in the coming weeks, and I believe that we surely will be blessed. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
The ontology of heaven. The ontology of heaven. What do we mean by ontology? Very simple Greek English word which deals with existentia. Existentia. Now, when we talk about ontology, we're looking at two words, ontos. And then logi or logia, ontos. Now, the word ontos in Greek simply means beings and existences. Existence. You could also look at it in terms of structure. The structure. Structure. Now, logia, as we know already, is the subject of study. The subject of study. That's logia. So, the ontology of heaven, we're looking at the existences, the beings, the structure of the heavenlies, the study of existence. Now, we are tempted to buy this, look at a fabric of cosmology. The ontology of heaven is only a subset of cosmology. Now, when we talk about cosmology, we are just looking at the cosmos. And the cosmos refers to the world, the universe. So this is only a branch of cosmology. It's just a branch of cosmology. The study of the cosmos, the study of the universe, the study of our world. The Bible says that through faith, we understand that the worlds, the cosmos, were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Now, from that perspective, we should understand that the Bible says that we should set our affection on things above. Set your affection. So it's a good way to start the year. And I'm hoping to go about a month looking at the ontology of heaven, or probably even beyond that. I'll be talking about heaven, 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 heaven. Heavenly stuff, heavenly stuff, heavenly stuff. And then, so it will be full of spirit and the spirituals. Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. Now, the Bible says that the heaven for height and the earth for depth. The heaven for height and the earth for depth. And now he also says, and the heart of the king. So we understand that. He said the heaven for height and the earth for depth, and the heart of the king is unsearchable. Actually, in cosmology, truth is this. There are three dimensions. Whenever you're looking at cosmology, the cosmos will look at heaven, the heavens will look at the earth, and then will look at the heart. The heart. The three dimensions of the cosmos: the heavens, the earth, and then the heart. Now, don't forget that the Bible says that we should set our affections on things above, not on things on the earth. Your affection must be set on things above, not on things on the earth. And now he says, where Christ is seated. Where Christ is seated. Set your affections on things above, not on the earth, where Christ is seated. Now, where is Christ seated? Christ is seated in the heavens. Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth, where Christ is seated. Where is Christ seated? The Bible says that we are seated with Christ. Where? In the heavenly realms, in the heavenly places. Christ is seated in the heavenly places. So now, the things that I'll be talking about, I'm starting us from what we all know. And then set some things right, and then we'll go very deep, probably in the coming weeks. Bible says, seek those things which are above, where Christ is seated on the right hand of God. Seek those things which are above, where Christ is seated. So whenever we talk about above, we are looking at where Christ is seated. Now, very interesting. Where Christ is seated. Question is, where is Christ seated? Oh, we know that he said above. But that above, where is he seated above? Where is Christ seated? And where is he seated above? Set your affections on things above. Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. Then he said, seek those things which are above. Then he asked, where Christ is seated? Is he saying we should seek heaven? If I was to approach this like the way I used to, I would have said no. The Bible is not saying we should seek things in heaven. That's not what he's saying. So if you are thinking that the writer of the scripture is saying that think of heavenly things, then you are wrong. He's not saying you should think of heavenly things. There are things in heaven, but he wants you to think of something in heaven, not everything in heaven. And there are reasons why I'm saying that. And if I asked us, what are the things he's telling us to seek in heaven? A couple of us may come up with a number of things he wants us to seek in heaven. Or if I asked, what is it that is above that he wants us to seek? Somebody will say heaven. But no, he's not talking about heaven. There is something in heaven. And that is how come, for you to get it right, you have to understand the ontology of heaven. The things that exist in the heavenly sphere, what are they? There are existences in the heavenly sphere. Am I just supposed, okay, so when I think of heaven, am I fulfilling that verse of scripture? No. Set your mind, set your affection on things above. Then in Colossians, he said, if you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. Then he asked, where? You see? So if you just took it in isolation, you just say, oh, he says you should think about heaven. So we are going to be talking about heavenly stuff. And when we are talking about heavenly stuff, and we are talking about heaven and heaven and heaven and heaven, then we are fulfilling the scripture. Far from it. He's not saying you should be heavenly minded in the sense of all that is in heaven. No. He wants you to, for instance, if I say that, think of Ghana, where the president is seated. Then I'm actually not saying you should think from north all the way to south, from east to the west. Because I'm telling you to zoom in into a certain place in heaven. So he says, seek things which are about where Christ is seated. Where Christ is seated. Where Christ is seated. Where Christ is seated. On the right hand of God. So he's emphatic. If you are ever going to think about heaven, think of where Christ is seated. But now, we don't even understand heaven. How would we even know where Christ is seated? What is heaven? And where is Christ seated in heaven? And how would we be able to diagnose that place? It is the reason why we want to go through the ontology of heaven. Oh, if you want to celebrate, do it better for Jesus. For Jesus.
Wisdom, a subject that has befuddled many a believer and remains a mystery to most. Some have said it is the proper application of knowledge. Others have defined it as beautiful cascading and articulation of words. But did you know that wisdom is not learned in the schools of this world and that a believer must never ask for wisdom? Introducing a treasure that would revolutionize this generation and the next. The Seven Pillars of Wisdom, the Hidden Elixir of Life, a riveting book written by Pastor Obed Obinade. In this book, you would come under the inspiration of the Holy Rock of God as the man of God, Pastor Obed, unlocks this mystery, which is wisdom. As you flip each page of this book, you will be built up into a glorious edifice, expressive in works and power. Order a copy of this book now, available in all our bookshops. To place an order, please call us on +233 20 910 5997 or on +233 55 792 6498. You can also get the ebook on Amazon's Kindle app or visit www.christgospelpolitan.org for more information. Shalom.
Pastor Obed, always a blessing.
So we want to start from the beginning of the book. In Genesis chapter 1, the verse number 1. Please, where I'm starting from, these are things I've taught here and there in various places. But this year, I want to take time off and do a consolidated study and then take us deeper. So we are going to start from basics. Starting from basics. Amen. Starting from foundations. So everybody understands the experience. We can walk ourselves into the heavenlies out, understand the structure of the heavenlies, understand the various existences, the advantages that we have, and all of that. Praise God. Okay, so now let's get started. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. In the beginning, God created heaven. And earth. In the beginning, God created heaven and earth. Now, this heaven and earth that God created, he says we should forget about earth. We should think about heaven, where Christ is seated. So, we're going to cancel earth. And then think about heaven. But even in thinking about heaven, like I told you, where Christ is seated. Where is Christ seated in heaven? Where is Christ seated in heaven? Where? How would we know where Christ is seated in heaven? The interesting thing is that when we check the Hebrew word used for heaven, the word is shamayim. 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 This suggests to us a plurality of the place because of the im. It is plural because of the im. Like cherubim, seraphim. And in Hebrew, whenever you have an im, it denotes that the place or thing being discussed is plural. Shamayim. So, actually, for us to think of it as in the beginning God created a heaven, should have been properly in the beginning, God created the heavens. The heavens and the earth. In the beginning of God's preparing the heavens and the earth. That's how the Young's Literal Translation puts it. In the beginning of God's preparing the heavens and the earth. So, what then makes the constitution of the heavens? What then makes the constitution of the heavens? When you check the word of God, like I told you already, there are various explanations of the heavens. And realities in the heavens. Various explanations of the heavens and realities in the heavens. In reading Genesis, the chapter number 1, The Bible says, God, He created the heavens and the earth. Now, in this creation of the heavens and the earth, the Bible says He divided the waters that have covered the earth. Hear this, verse 2. And the earth was without form and void. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. The light He called day, the darkness He called night. And this was the first day. Now, when we go further, the Bible says, and God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters. So there were waters. And the Bible says, God divided the waters. The waters were divided. Divided into what? He said, God, in dividing the waters, created a firmament between the waters. Firmament. Between the waters. And then again, and God said, let there be a firmament. And God divided the waters which were under the firmament. So there are waters under. The firmament. And the waters which were above the firmament. So waters. Above the firmament. So, if we look at this reality, we realize that this firmament here, which is also referred to as space in the Amplified Bible, and God made the firmament, Genesis chapter 1, the verse number 7, and God made the expanse of the sky and separated the waters which were under the expanse from the waters which were above the expanse. And it was so, just as He commanded. So we have waters above and waters beneath. Waters above were the firmament, and waters under the firmament. Now, the firmament, the Bible says He called it the sky. Not only the sky, but also the dwelling places of the light holders. So what then is the firmament? The firmament constitutes the skies and also the dwelling places of the light holders. The places of the light holders. This one there, we are starting from basics. So the Bible said, and God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. So now, back to verse 15. I want you to watch this. And God said, let them be for lights. Let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. So these lights are not only meant for beaming rays on earth, they are also for lighting up the heavens. Just as these lights light up here, they also light there. And that is very important, because most of the time we think that all the stars, their purpose is to shine on earth. No. They also have a purpose to shine in the firmament. There is an influence of the lights in the spatial realm apart from the terrestrial realm. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the great light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night, and he made the stars also. So now, when we talk about the firmament, we're looking at the visible dwelling places of the sun and the moon, and then the stars. So the sun and the moon will usually come within the sphere of our skies, but beyond the skies, there are stars beyond where we can see in our skies. And all of that in those realms of the stars is referred to as the firmament. So space is what we are looking at. Space is the same as the firmament. Space is the same as a firmament. Space. The space where we see the sun, where we see the moon, and where we see the stars. That is space. Then now, if you get that, watch this. This space, which is also referred to as a firmament, has waters above the firmament and waters under the firmament. There are waters above the firmament and there are waters beneath the firmament. There are waters above the firmament and there are waters beneath the firmament. And there is the firmament, also referred to as space. Now, the space is the dwelling places of the light holders, which are the sun, the moon, and the stars, the light carriers, or the lamps of the universe, the light holders. Now, if everything comes out to you clearly, then the Bible says the waters were divided above the firmament and below the firmament. There are waters above the firmament. So when you go into space, beyond space, there are waters. Beyond space, there are waters. And then under the space, there are waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God commanded the waters to be gathered together. And the gathering together of the waters called he seas. The gathering together of the waters. This is a good time to be in CCI. Because a lot of the things that we have done over the years is what I'm just quickly going over. Is what he called seas. Now what is? And God called the dry land earth. God commanded that the waters should be gathered together. Let's read verse 9. Genesis chapter 1 verse 9. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place. And let the dry land appear. And it was so. So, the whole world, as we have it, was in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Now, the earth was without form and void. The waters was upon the face of the earth. And now, that waters that were upon the face of the earth, God divided it. And when God divided it, God now put a firmament called space in between the waters and the waters. Now, if before you think of, now watch this, before you think of heaven as a far distant place, far away, I want you to follow me on this because when I get there, I'm going to take you back. So you need to understand the graphic image of what we are looking at in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. Previously, actually, there was no distance between earth and heaven as a spatial distance. It wasn't. What was dividing heaven and earth was water. Heaven and earth was divided by waters. Then watch this. So if this was heaven, there was waters here, And this was if. Now, watch this. This is what God did. God now divided the waters. So heaven is here, earth is here, and water had engulfed the earth. The water had engulfed the earth. Because the earth was in the water. So heaven stood upon the earth. Heaven was upon the earth. Now, the reason why we seem to think heaven is very far away is because the waters here were divided. And when the waters were divided, God put space in between the waters so that waters above and then waters below. Watch this. This is heaven. This is earth. Now, water had covered the earth. The earth was immersed in the water. What did God do? God divided the waters. So, when God divided the water, still the earth was in the water. So, a portion of the water was divided, and the earth was still in the water. God didn't collect all the water before he divided. God took a portion of the water and sent it up. And now still, the earth was inside the water. Then God said, let the waters be gathered together into one place and let the dry land appear. So we have to understand how heaven and earth relates. Heaven and earth, how does it relate? I'm going over this basic understanding again. So that in the end, you will now be able to appreciate where Christ is seated. Where is Christ seated? Where are you supposed to set your affections? Are you supposed to think about heaven to fulfill that scripture? No. If you are thinking about heaven, heaven's gates, heaven, this, you haven't fulfilled that scripture because Christ is not seated at the gates of heaven. If you are thinking now, medium, who are back on heaven? All I want is just to enter heaven. If you haven't fulfilled that scripture, because he actually goes on to speak of that one place. That place.
Thanks so much for listening. We trust that you've been blessed with truth for life. Be sure to subscribe to the Dr. Obed Obing A Day podcast to receive new messages every week. Until next time, remain blessed. Shalom.